or participating products you...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Captain Laura Grogan with the U.S. Public Health Service says there's a misconception that just because someone looks normal, they're okay, even if they have a brain injury.
It's easy to assume that we're just going to bring this family member back into our house, they're going to be the same person, when in fact they really have experienced a change.
Hillary Clinton's use of personal email while she was Secretary of State is under review by the State Department. The Washington Post cites a senior department official saying they will investigate if Clinton's emails included sensitive material. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Facebook's COO is launching a new campaign that asks men to lean in too. After writing a book aimed at motivating women in the workplace and at home, Sheryl Sandberg tells Fox News' The Kelly File she is now after encouraging men to help in the effort, mainly for the benefit of the children.
For fathers, children at any income level, no matter how active a mother is, when fathers are more active, their children are healthier, happier, and do better in school and at work.
Sandberg's project, Lean In Together, is partnering with the NBA and celebrities like Beyonce, Gwyneth Paltrow, Serena Williams, and Brad Paisley. It's being driven on social media and encouraging parents to take a 50-50 partnership in raising their children and leaning on fathers to help break gender stereotypes. Sheryl Sandberg says sometimes it's as simple as doing more around the house.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President-elect Donald Trump reportedly choosing South Carolina's Republican governor to serve as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Governor Nikki Haley, if confirmed by the Senate, would be the voice of the Trump administration at the 193-nation world body. She's the first woman to be named to the Trump cabinet. Yesterday, Trump sits down with New York Times reporters. Here's Mike Fortier.
Among the topics, whether to investigate Hillary and Bill Clinton over possible legal issues from the Clinton Foundation, Trump making it clear he's not in favor of prosecution, saying it would be very, very divisive for the country.
In Detroit, a Wayne State University police officer is shot in the head last night. Colin Rose is now out of surgery and expected to survive, according to the university police chief.
It's a very traumatic episode, so right now we're just hoping for the best.
A suspect's been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare pain relief patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock knock joke anymore. Cause pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You may remember Donald Trump said at the end of a meeting at the White House with President Obama not long ago that he looked forward to
to meeting with and talking to the current president again. And it's apparently happened at least once since then.
The president has had a conversation with the president-elect since the Oval Office meeting.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest confirming that the two men had a recent phone call since that White House meeting, but Earnest adds,
I'm not going to read out or confirm, you know, every reported meeting or phone call or conversation.
The Pentagon confirming that a senior al-Qaeda leader in Syria was killed in a recent airstrike, Abu Afghan al-Masri, killed in a November 18th strike, according to Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook, who says the leader had ties to terrorist groups responsible for attacking U.S. and coalition forces in Afghanistan, as well as in plotting to attack the West. The NHL announcing last night that the new expansion team in Las Vegas will be known as the Vegas Golden Knights. This is USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The government says cooking-related fires triple on Thanksgiving Day every year, and deep-frying turkeys is often the cause. Many Americans will choose to deep-fry their bird instead of the traditional roasting, but as actor William Shatner noted in a State Farm Insurance video a few years ago,
fire, metal, oil, and turkey are glorious when in harmony, but their power is unrelenting in careless hands.
So don't deep fry a turkey inside or even near a building. Make sure the bird is thawed. Don't overfill the pot with oil. And when you're lowering the turkey into the pot, Bill,
turn off the flame.
And always have a grease fire-approved fire extinguisher with you. Twitter's co-founder and CEO back on the social media site after his profile vanished for a while. Jack Dorsey's Twitter account disappeared on Tuesday night for about 20 minutes, but later reappeared, but with significantly fewer followers. The CEO previously had over 4 million followers, later returning with a modest 142.
We celebrate extraordinary Americans who have lifted our spirits, strengthened our union, pushed us towards progress.
President Obama, as he presides over his final Medal of Freedom ceremony, honoring 20 people, including Bruce Springsteen, Tom Hanks, and Vin Scully. I'd like to remind you, you can also find USA Radio News at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you know what time it is. It's time for Modern Design. Good morning, everybody. My name is Richard Scuderi, and it's Thanksgiving Eve, I guess, if you will. And we're going to talk all about Thanksgiving today and how to set a Thanksgiving table, how to entertain beautifully and casually elegant, and to do it as wonderfully as we possibly can. But let's start like taking a look at today's weather and the weather for the holiday tomorrow. Okay, the National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently 39 degrees. Felt cold this morning. I was up about 6 and it was cold. Today's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of only 46 degrees. Tonight it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of 29, very cold. Thanksgiving Day, I hate to say this, folks, but it's telling me that it's a 30% chance of showers. I don't want it to rain on our parade with a high of 48. Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, a slight chance of showers. So tomorrow may be a rain day with a low of 36. On Friday, also 30% chance of showers. This is not a great forecast with a high of 52. On Friday night, there's a 40% chance of showers with a low of 40. Saturday, chance of showers, then mostly sunny with a high of 52. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 32. And finally, on Sunday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day. Well, welcome to another edition of Modern Design. Today is our Thanksgiving show, all things to make your Thanksgiving as wonderful and as special as it can be. I will have a guest calling in on the quarter of the hour. His name is Ash Reagan. He is a sommelier. He is a wine expert, and he's going to tell us what wines go best with turkey and a little bit about Beaujolais Nouveau. I don't know if people know about Beaujolais Nouveau, but that's the first press of the grape. That comes from France, and it's imported to the U.S. for us to have. Supposedly, it's sort of a joke because the French don't like it because it's their runoff or their junk wine, but it's become a tradition at Thanksgiving to have that Beaujolais Nouveau or that fresh red wine from France with your Thanksgiving turkey. And every year it's very different. Some years it's very wonderful, and some years it is just like dry grape juice. So we'll talk with Ash about that shortly. But my topic today was about setting your table, your sideboard, and things you can do, because we are a design show, to make your holiday look wonderful. I don't do food, so that you're going to have to defer to somebody else on that, maybe the Cooking Channel or Rachel Ray. But we're going to talk about, I came up last night very late with 25 Thanksgiving table ideas and things that you can do to make your Thanksgiving day not only taste delicious, but also look delicious, to look wonderful. We're going to take a couple commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I've been the host now for about 2 years. We are on live every Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock. That's my guest, the sommelier, so let me just do that, and let's get him on hold here. Hello, Ash. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay, let's see here. 1 second. We'll put him on hold. Ash, are you there? Do we have you? Hello? Ash, do we have you? Sometimes that works. We're live radio, folks, and sometimes it does. I'm sure he'll call back, and we'll have Ash. He's a wine expert, and he's going to talk about wines today that work well with your Thanksgiving meal. Ash, do we have you? I guess not. We'll try one more time. Ash, do we have you on the line? Hello? Okay, we'll see if we can get that to work on the commercial break and go on. So I came up last night with the 25 best ideas, the most practical ideas for Thanksgiving, things that you can do to make your day beautiful. And some of the mistakes I've made through the years and things that you can do better. And number one on the 25 top Thanksgiving table ideas is use small, low arrangements on the table. The first year I did Thanksgiving has been sort of a staple at our house, and it was the one holiday that we would definitely do consistently. And sometimes it was as many as 20 or 22 people for a sit-down dinner, which got to be very a big deal. But in the first year that I did Thanksgiving, what happened is I made the biggest arrangement you could ever possibly see. I put everything that was fall or Thanksgiving into it, and it was too big. So even though it looked beautiful in the pictures I took of it, the first thing that happened was it came off. So a big mistake people make is to make these big arrangements. When you're at a table dining with people for a long period of time, you want to have low arrangements so that they can actually, and if they're small, they can actually stay on the table. I found if the arrangements were just low, that they had to come off the table if they were too wide, because you have to fit casserole dishes. So you want to do just small arrangements, little arrangements with some wonderful autumnal colors, and then several of them in succession in conjunction with candles. So that's our best bet. Number two on my list was iron your tablecloth and your napkins. Now, we don't always have to do that, but this is the big time, folks. This is Thanksgiving. And you know what? A great thing to do that I learned is don't use an ironing board. There's not much surface. Put your damp tablecloth on the table. Put the pad down first. Put your tablecloth out. Iron the tablecloth right on the table and the napkins right on the table. It's your best and easiest surface. It only takes a couple minutes. And when your guests come in, it looks crisp and sharp. Number three is use what you already have. A lot of people obsess. They have dishes. Sometimes they're mismatched. Sometimes there's not. Don't get nuts over it. You can always make a table look more Thanksgiving by adding some floral elements and some autumnal colors. Folks, we're going to take some more commercial messages, and I'm going to see if I can get Ash Reagan on, the wine expert, and we'll be back shortly after these messages with more Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon.
Hello?
Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a...
Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. We'll bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior decorator for the past 19 years. I have a shop right here in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, specializing in all sorts of decorative accessories. And I have two new stores, one which opened about a month and a half ago, and that's our Chatham location, which is 82 Main Street in Chatham, second floor. And I'm pleased to announce we're starting Maven Hill 3 in December, and that's going to be in Maplewood Village where the train station is. So it'll be three different locations, and I'll have more on social media about that. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is Modern Design, and today we're talking about 25 top ideas for your Thanksgiving table. We're working a little bit with, I have Ash Reagan coming in. He's our wine expert. We're having some technical difficulties. So when we go to our news break, I'll come back with him on the line and we'll talk about wines that pair with the Thanksgiving turkey. So next on our list is the first one was we go back. The first one was low centerpieces, small low centerpieces, so you can keep them on the table. Number two was iron your tablecloth and napkins right on the table. Easy to do that way, and it goes quickly. Number three is don't stress out. Use what you have as far as your dishes and stuff. You can always intermingle something else and make it look a little bit fancier. Number four is add mini gourds and or mini pumpkins to your table. They're the best. They're wonderful. They're not expensive. You can cluster them. You can put them on a sideboard, and they're a wonderful way for you to get some color on the table. Not expensive. They work in conjunction well with small candles and a great look. Number five on the list is called build a cornucopia. Now, does everybody know what a cornucopia is? Like when you were a kid, that's a it's usually a grapevine or something that's made into shape of a horn. And what you want to do is stuff that with Thanksgiving things like gourds or sometimes feathers or apples or things that are what they call the horn of plenty or a cornucopia. And that makes a nice centerpiece. It also makes a really good looking sideboard. So that's another thing that you can do. Number six on my list was working with tied wheat. Did you ever see a sort of a casual Thanksgiving table? And either in the center of the table or on the sideboard, they take wheat and they twist the wheat and then they tie it with some sort of a string or a decorative ribbon. That's a wonderful look, too. In fact, in my kitchen of my house, I have a formal dining table, but I have a kitchen area with its own sideboard. And on that, I have wheat that's twisted, bundled wheat that's twisted and tied with a seasonal ribbon. And that's a really good looking look to do, very traditional to do in your space. Amber glass. I don't know if anybody of you guys are antiquers and you go out and you see that sort of yellowy sort of amber glass. That's wonderful to bring those vintage pieces out. And they don't all have to be the same color, but colored glass on a Thanksgiving table, particularly the amber color glass or some of the reddish tones of glass, really look nice on a Thanksgiving table. They're wonderful to look at, and they really make it look festive. There's something about colored glass later in the evening with the candlelight that's very reflective. The next thing on my list, number eight, is English transferware. If you have any of that, maybe you inherited some of that. Maybe you went to Home Goods or something and you saw some. It's china or stoneware that's sort of a white or a cream color with brown in it. In my library of my house, I collect some of that because I like the way it looks. And I have a library that's sort of dark brown with sort of a leathered wall. And I collect some English transferware, and I just have it. I have it for displaying food, but I have it up on my walls. And it's a very pretty sort of brown and white look, and it looks very nice on a table. All right, we're going to go to our news a little bit early today. I'm going to get Ash Reagan back on the phone again, and we come back, we'll talk about the best wines to go with your Thanksgiving turkey. So we'll do the news just a little bit early today, and we'll be back with Ash Reagan talking about your Thanksgiving dinner and what wines work well.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is now on her way to becoming U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, as we hear from correspondent Sarah Jacobs.
The president-elect is expected to formally announce Haley as the first woman named to the Trump cabinet later today.
Tons of travelers on this Thanksgiving Eve, especially on America's highways.
Economy's starting to bounce back. People have the money now to actually make the trips. So why not drive? Get some family time in.
Nationally, AAA is predicting the highest road volume in 9 years, as a lot of drivers are taking advantage of cheaper gasoline prices. It's also a crazy day at America's airports.
I carry on and try to pack light.
Meanwhile, a State Department travel alert's been issued. It's warning Americans about an increased risk of terror attacks in Europe over the winter holiday period. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
In Detroit, a Wayne University police officer shot in the head last night, fighting for his life today. Deputy Detroit Police Chief Charles LaValle says of the man they've taken into custody as a person of interest.
We're actively working this right now, so I mean, we don't want to get into a lot of the details, but we did, through our investigation out here, develop him as a person of interest. You know, he was wanted on a warrant outside of being a person of interest in this case.
Officer Colin Rose shot by a man on a bicycle who he approaches as he's investigating reports of thefts from nearby vehicles. President-elect Donald Trump trying to improve relations with folks at the New York Times, meeting with reporters at the newspaper's offices yesterday, and among the topics that came up, the question of whether to investigate Hillary and Bill Clinton over possible legal issues from the Clinton Foundation. Trump making it clear he's not in favor of prosecuting them, saying it would be very divisive for the country. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The Labor Department says weekly jobless claims were up last week by 18,000, with 251,000 first-time claims, slightly higher than analysts expected. In Southern California, an officer's involved in a murder-suicide. And we get the story from Jason Campidonia.
Law enforcement officials say a Southgate police officer and his wife were found dead Monday night with their two little girls just steps away from the bloody scene. Investigators believe the 25-year-old officer shot and killed his 22-year-old wife before turning the gun on himself. The officer had recently joined the Southgate Police Department after leaving LAPD Southwest Station. It's unclear what led up to the violence, and the couple's daughters are now in protective custody. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
President Obama recognizing 20 Americans with the highest civilian award yesterday. Terry Moore reports.
The president hosted his final Medal of Freedom ceremony at the White House.
We celebrate extraordinary Americans who have lifted our spirits.
He said rock legend Bruce Springsteen has spent a career singing about
the simple glories and scattered heartbreak of everyday life in America.
Honorees included Oscar winners Tom Hanks, Robert Redford, and Microsoft founder Bill Gates and his wife received medals for their extensive charity work.
Boosting clean water supplies, improving education for our children, rallying aggressive international action on climate change.
In Washington, I'm Terry Moore.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi. And then now, finally, through the magic of a little finagling here with some help from my friends, I have on our line Ash Reagan, who is a wine expert. Ash, do I have you with us?
Yes, in fact you do, and happy holidays, Richard.
Happy holidays to you as well. Ash, I want to talk to you about wines because that is your specialty, about wines that pair well with Thanksgiving dinner. I think people know fish is, you know, sort of general fish is white and beef is red. But when it comes to turkey, to tin, I think we're sometimes there's questions of what works better, a red, a white, or so on. But I want to ask you about something that I particularly like as a tradition that I've been doing every year for as long as I've heard of it, and that's called Beaujolais Nouveau. And for those of us who are not familiar with it, the Beaujolais Nouveau is the first press of the grape. And in France, when that happens, they don't drink that. They consider that, I think, the swill, if you will. And that's imported to us Americans. And often that's considered the Thanksgiving wine. That sort of young wine, that first press of the grape, is supposed to be drunk between, I don't know if that's where drunk or drink, we're supposed to consume that between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And then after that, you want to discard it. But that varies very much every year based upon the season. And I like Georges DeBoeuf. There are other brands. But he does a wonderful, every year Georges DeBoeuf does a wonderful different label, which is very, very beautiful. And people have very mixed reactions to Beaujolais Nouveau. And I was wondering what your experience on that is.
Surely. And thank you for indulging me in a view on Beaujolais. And first of all, I was just touched by your enthusiasm and passion for Beaujolais. And you should have it because, one, it is, in fact, the gateway to the harvest back in France. And Beaujolais sort of sets the timing. It's the foyer to the rest of the season. So, yes, from all those angles, Beaujolais becomes a lovely pot, a notion, and a wine. But there's a however somewhere in the sentence. The however for me is I would actually like vintage Beaujolais. Beaujolais that have been laid down for a year or two, maybe more, and they're taking on a subtle maturity in the bottle. And yes, you still get the freshness and the exuberance, but you also get a sense of wisdom from the wine, which is lovely. And as to pairing it for Thanksgiving, of course you can. I mean, the best rule for any wine pairing for any holiday occasion is that there is no rule. And from that angle, a Beaujolais would be a great pairing. Perhaps earlier on in the afternoon, about 11-ish or 10:30, when your guests are trickling in to your event. So I'll probably stage that much earlier in the afternoon to sort of capture its usefulness. So, being said, mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you. So, for your Thanksgiving dinner, so this is a good litmus test for what people would do. When people come in, will you start with a white? Will you start with a red? Will you have a cocktail first and then switch to wine just at dinner? How will you handle it?
Well, you knew exactly how I was thinking, Richard, in that question. And I typically pair wines not just to the foods, but I pair wines to the mood and to the event. So for me, Thanksgiving, again, is sort of the portal to our holiday season. It's the very beginning. It's the blush to a smile, if you will. And therefore, I'm going to capture my very first beverage I'm going to serve my guests is what I call a cran bubbly. A cran bubbly. You probably heard that for the first time with your listeners in the show. But it's really simple. Cran stands for cranberry, mm-hmm. but a pierced cranberry. Not a full cranberry.
Okay.
And bubbly, of course, is champagne.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Mm. The idea there is to serve your bubbly or champagne of your choice, not in a flute, but in a coupe. A coupe being more of a stubbier glass, the kind that you'd see in old Bogart movies. So it's very retro, it's very nostalgic and romantic. And the fizz and the bubbles are of the bubbly that you're having, virtually the texture of it on your tongue and your mouth is remarkable. And because the cranberry or two is pierced, it exudes a tiny line and signal of cranberry to set the mood for Thanksgiving. That would be my first beverage.
Wonderful. Now, as you transition to the table, I'm sure maybe there's a soup or first course. Do you start with a white and then go to a red, or do you not include white? When you were having white meat turkey, or were you having turkey? Some of us do just turkey breast. Do you find that's a better pairing with red or white in general?
Quite frankly, I've made the mistake in the past of honing in on the turkey as the center of attraction. Well, it deserves to be the center because the whole event is built around the turkey. However, for wine pairing purposes, I've taken on the rest of the turkey companions in the meal to do my pairing. So because I served the champagne as my first, and it turns out to be a white, I'm going to start my sit-down meal with a red. And there's nothing better in terms of flavor matching than matching a Pinot Noir from Washington State or Oregon or a Burgundy from France, either it's the same grape, to the meal as a start. And the reason for that is Pinots tend to be light to medium-bodied. They're elegant. They are sensuous. They're, at the same time, they're not overwhelming, and they will not overwhelm the beginnings of the meal. And because of the cherry undertones in Pinot, it remarkably matches the three most dominant food signals, i.e. pepper,
gravy and grilled meat being the three dominant Thanksgiving food signals. So the pita is a great overture to start with.
Wonderful. And because we're dealing with a white meat, is that why, you don't want such a full-bodied or a really deep red wine?
You nailed it. In fact, that would be accurate. Okay. But then again, remember, you're taking in the stuffing with the turkey. If you're eating a naked turkey, yes, then you have more freedom with the white choices and the red choices. But since you're taking in cranberry jellies, you're taking in gravies, sweet potatoes, all of the accoutrements of Thanksgiving, I'm coming up with sort of a consolidated a signal, if you will, food signal, that is a combination of all of those to match my penal first. But that being said, remember, the turkey is not game. Game takes on a completely different pairing wines, as in, for instance, you do pheasant or duck, or wild turkey even, partridge. These are game birds, and they have a different flavor signal, and therefore they need different kinds of wines. But a turkey is well within sort of our meat experience, and therefore a pinot would pair well. But I wouldn't stop with pinot. I go to the white, and my choice of white is an Austrian Gewürztraminer. I know that sounds hard to.
Oh, I love Gewürztraminers. I mean, they're a little bit sweet, and they're not for everybody. But a Gewürztraminer, yeah, to me, I love them. Yes.
Yes, I call them trans because they're easier to call them by that name. But these Austrian trans, they are sweet, like you said, but they also have an undercoat of acidity that can match some of the food signals within Thanksgiving dinner, the repertoire, and they do such a good job, especially when you're having some of the sweeter modalities in your food, the sweeter sensations of the Thanksgiving meal. The trans counter that very, very well. And the nice thing about the trans is they don't leave a residue, so you can come back to the red pinot and just sort of do a simultaneous batch. So when I set my table, I will have two wine glasses set, so my guests can do a simul cast between the red and the white.
Wonderful, wonderful. So as you transition through the meal and we're going on with the afternoon or the evening, would you transition your reds to a deeper red or something else, or?
It's almost like you're reading out of my script, Richard, at precisely what he just said.
Okay.
My table staples, as I said, would be the pito to start, Gewürz tram for a second. And remember, I noticeably left out Chardonnay and a Sauvignon Blanc, which would be sort of a natural whites to go to. However, the oakiness of the Chardonnay and the grassiness of the Sauvignon Blanc are good to have as aperitif wines by themselves, but not necessarily to pair them with the Thanksgiving meal proper. But having said that, to respond to your question, at the end of the day, I get, there's a semblance, almost a sense of being patriotic, because Thanksgiving is such an all-American phenomenon and such an American experience. I would want to bring a native wine into my narrative, and that would be an honest red Zin. I call it honest because it reminds me of Honest Abe, Abraham Lincoln. It says, what you see is what you get in a red Zinfandel. And the Zinfandel is, yes, heavier, more complex, richer, big wine, but you're good to go with it because you've already done some of your more delicate pairings prior to the meal.
Now, Ash, I'm going to ask you for one final wine recommendation. I know we can't take up too much of your time, but I'm a big fan of port. So after dinner, because that sort of meal stretches and then we take time to sort of clean up or sort of digest, and often I'll take my guests into the living room, we'll sit by the fire and so on, and I like to bring out a port. Is there a port or an after-dinner wine, a Sauternes, Muscat or something that you would recommend as for a special occasion, a Thanksgiving rich after dinner wine or dessert wine?
You're almost cast me into the mood of having a bottle of port, though it sounds as you speak. But nevertheless, if I were to choose a dessert wine, which I do almost every Thanksgiving meal, for that matter, every occasion at my home, and if you're especially by a fireplace, I would prefer a red dessert wine. So port and sherry become my default choices for dessert wines. But the key key there again is, just like the French do, I would now bring the cheese course right by the fireplace with that port, a nice blue, not a very tart blue, a blue possibly even a Dutch Gouda to pair with the port or the sherry by the warm fireplace and the laughter of your friends is simply the best way to transition the night.
Well, as you paint a picture, I think I'm going to come to your house. Good thing you know I don't know where you live. It sounds a lot easier. I'll bring nice dessert. I'll leave the wine up to you, though. So before I let you go, I want to ask about your Thanksgiving table, because today's topic is the 25 things you can do to make your Thanksgiving table sparkle. So what are you putting on your table? How are you dressing your table for Thanksgiving?
Last year, my daughter Alexandra did something truly creative. She broke walnuts into halves and used the walnuts to scintillate the body of the turkey and used them as salt and pepper receptacles around the table with a turkey beak motif, which is just outstanding, which I loved. So I might repeat that again this year because it had a remarkable ovation. I don't want to over stereotype the motif on my table, i.e. Thanksgiving motifs. But I will say this, my name plates or my name cards are not cards. They are, in fact, dried out red, orange, and green fall leaves from a maple tree that are stored very preserved, and the names will be etched on them in 22-karat gold for each of my guests. That being said, my third and most important aspect of my table are the wines I set, my wine glasses. I'm going to forfeit stems this year because of potential accidents on the table. There's going to be so much traffic, Richard, on the table. I'd rather have the Riddell old glasses, which are sort of, you know, they look like tumblers, but they are crystal, and they're perfect for wine, and they sit squat, they're stable, and I'd rather have them on the table than actual stems on the table. So that sort of would be my motif.
Wow. Well, Ashley, thank you for giving us so much information. I really took in a lot as well. I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And you know, our show is going to go to a video, to television, probably at some time in December. And the next time I'll have you on, it'll be in studio, and we'll be able to do some of these things and actually show people some of the wonderful things that that we're doing. All right. Well, thank you. Happy thanks. Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you too, Richard. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, folks, we're going to take one or two commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design on the holiday show, the Thanksgiving show.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our show is all about design and all about Thanksgiving. It's wonderful living. And we just had on Ash Reagan. He's a wine expert. I thought he was great. He really told us a lot about the different wines and how to pair them with your Thanksgiving dinner, both white and red wines. And a lot of information for you there. So I thought that was really well done. And then he sort of trumped me, if you will. I don't know if I can use that word anymore, right? About that he made his place cards out of dried leaves, and then he gold-leafed the name, or his daughter, I think, gold-leafed the names of the guests on each leaf. So that's a wonderful idea. Something that's went up on me that I hadn't thought of doing. So today's topic is Thanksgiving entertaining, very apropos with tomorrow being Thanksgiving, and the top 25 things you could do to make your table sparkle. So number 9 on our list is use great napkin rings. You know, just keeping what you already have. You don't have to go nuts and go crazy over it, but go out and get yourself some napkin rings. Typically, there's like $2 a ring, and you can really do nice things with napkin rings. If you have gold on the table, pair it with a new metal. Do some silver, or maybe bring some copper in to get sort of that those fall and autumnal tones. But napkin rings really can bring, they're sort of the jewelry of the table, and they can really bring things to life. Number 10 on the list is something that I do for years. You know, the Thanksgiving meal isn't just about the dinner. It's the whole experience. It's getting there and having hors d'oeuvres and giving everybody a cocktail or a drink and sitting before dinner and creating a nice mood. So number 10 on my list is great cocktail napkins. And let me tell you, folks, there's wonderful cocktail napkins out there. They're better than ever. Beautiful colors, beautiful artwork. And isn't it nice to be served a drink? Ash was talking to us about he makes a champagne, sort of a cocktail using real cranberry juice and then a wonderful champagne, and he serves it in a beautiful glass, a stemmed glass. So wouldn't it be nice to have that drink, that presentation, and then a beautiful cocktail napkin there with it? It sets a tone of elegance when your guests first arrive in the cocktail hour you have, which could be 1 or 2 hours before the turkey is done. So that's number 10 on our list. Number 11 on our list is using Beaujolais Nouveau, having the bottles displayed on the table. And as we talked about in the earlier segment, Beaujolais Nouveau, again, is the first press of the grape. And typically that's drunk between Thanksgiving and Christmas. The thing that I love so much about Thanksgiving, and that's why I had always taken, I'm not having it this year, but I've always taken it on as my holiday, it's sort of what Ash said, it's sort of the beginning, it's the gateway to the whole holiday season and all the entertaining, starting with Thanksgiving and then sort of finishing up with New Year's Day. So it sort of kicks off the season, and I think it's particularly festive. The other thing about Thanksgiving is, Thanksgiving is, as Ash said, was also, it's an American holiday. So whether you're Catholic or Jewish or whatever religion, or Muslim, Thanksgiving is a holiday that's inclusive of everybody in our country. So we all celebrate it. So to me, it's like it's one of the best holidays because it's all inclusive, and it really is a wonderful holiday and a gateway to the holiday season and that whole month of December of celebrating. Number 12 on our list is something I talk about all the time, and that's number 12 is no product containers on the table. I talked about this week in my blog posting, thecolorguru.blogspot.com, which you can go on. I do them once a week, and they're great advices, topical advices on decorating. You never want to put the cream for the coffee in the container on the table. Anything that comes to the table, particularly the Thanksgiving table or holiday table, you want to transfer from its original container to some sort of a serving container. So for example, if you were going to use whipped cream, you're not going to take whipped cream and put it directly on the table. You're going to take the whipped cream, if you're having whipped cream that you don't whip yourself, and you're going to put it into a wonderful bowl, and you're going to put that on the table. If you're going to pour half and half and cream and milk, you're going to put them in some sort of vessel, and then you're going to transport them to the table. Nothing ruins your holiday pictures more when you see product containers on the table. They lack elegance, and they just take away from your table in general. Number 13 is use white pumpkins this year. And that's a trend I was seeing a lot with the colors becoming more neutral, our paint colors, and becoming simpler with our decorating. I saw a lot of white pumpkins this year, and I was looking at table settings online last night to get some ideas. And white pumpkins are very popular, little mini white pumpkins or maybe a big white pumpkin on the sideboard, and then some wonderful flowers that have color to them. But something to make it a little special this year is try white pumpkins if you can still find them. Number 14 is something that I love to do all the time because I have one good set of dishes and that's it. And sometimes you want to make your table look different. Use charger plates. And if you're not familiar with what a charger plate is, it's sort of the underplate. And that's important to have on holidays, specifically Thanksgiving, where you have courses, because plates go on and plates go off. And it's kind of nice to have something that is always in front of each person that's a staple. So I have a number of sets of charger plates. And this year I'm going to do a charger plate that's sort of a brown color that has sort of a wonderful sort of wood look to it. And then the wonderful off-white dishes that go on top of that are stacked. So when the salad dish comes off and then the soup bowl goes on and the soup bowl goes off and the dinner dish comes on and then the dinner dish goes off and then there's nothing there and there's crumbs around, each person has a beautiful charger plate in front of them and the table looks like it has some elegance and some semblance. And then finally the dessert plate will go back on that. So it's nice that one thing of color of interest stays on the table, and a charger plate really takes advantage of doing that. Number 15 on the list is use autumnal linens. And that is something very easy to do. Perhaps you only have a really good white tablecloth that's going to fit with all your leaves on the table. Okay, use that white tablecloth, but go out and get yourself some wonderful gold napkins, or do sort of a display of different leaf colors. Do a combination of maybe sort of a russet like orange color and some gold and some maybe some burgundy or some sort of green yellow tone, and then alternate those. So you have the white tablecloth, you have beautiful flowers and some gourds on the table, low strung, but bring some color in with your napkins. Easy to do, and to add some colorful linens for your Thanksgiving table. Number 16 on the list is use bittersweet. And probably a lot of you don't know what bittersweet is. Bittersweet is a vine. It's sort of kind of invasive. And a lot of us in Hunterdon County have it already on our property. You don't notice it until the weather gets very cold. And then you'll start to see it because the berries that come out from the bittersweet vine are sort of this orange color, this really brilliant orange color. And when they open, they have a pop of a very strong yellow. And the yellow and orange combination really looks like the essence of Thanksgiving. And they come out right now, right around Thanksgiving time. And when everything else dies off, this beautiful, vivid vine with these berries that are yellow and orange stand out. And they're terrific. I take it and I put it on my mantelpiece in long pieces and intertwine gourds and pumpkins, and it looks beautiful. If I do stacked pumpkins, we did a couple of segments this season about fall decorating. If you take pumpkins 1, 2, and 3 and you sort of put a dowel in between and do a series of stacked pumpkins, which I do have in my house and on the outside of my house in pots, when you have the void between pumpkin 1 and pumpkin 2, I surround those with bittersweet vine, which I have on my property, and it sort of makes it look finished. It almost looks floral because of these beautiful berries that are orange and yellow. And also in your arrangements, I have an arrangement in my, I didn't do the table setting because I'm not having it this year, but I missed out on doing it. So I took a glass vessel and I went and got some terracotta roses. You know, King's Supermarkets, as well as all the wonderful floral places here in Flemington, but King's Supermarket is a big purveyor of beautiful flowers. And I found about 2 days ago, I found terracotta roses. They're this like rich orange, a beautiful sort of salmony orange color rose. And I took those roses and I got a low vase, a very low square vase. And I filled it with water and then sort of the freshening container. And then I took these dozen roses and instead of doing keeping them long with all their leaves on them, I took the roses and I cut them all to the same height, which was the width of this low container. I took all the leaves off the container. And you want to do that. You don't want to put leaves in water because what leaves in water do is they start to create bacteria and the roses will break down faster. So anything that's going to go in the water, you want to be clean. So make sure you take the rose body, remove all the leaves, and then when you cut the rose to the size you want it to be, you measure, and then you follow the rest of the cuttings by using that as your guide. So they all cut in the same even row when you put them in. So I took these 12 terracotta roses, which weren't necessarily opened yet, and then I took a rubber band and tied them so they stayed tight. And then I put them in this low square glass vase. And I had this wonderful terracotta rose. But to make it look more autumnal and more Thanksgiving, I went out to my property and I cut some bittersweet. Now, if you don't have bittersweet in your home, or you're in an apartment or condo and so on, you can go to any of the local floral places. In California, there's a shop called Flowers by the River. They do a great job. Patty's been on Modern Design before. and they have it. And I know there's a couple of florists right here in Hunterdon County in Flemington, per se. And you can ask them for some bittersweet. I'm sure they'll have it. And you just cut it in little pieces, as I did, and you stagger it where you have the 12 roses. There's always voids when you're putting flowers together. And then you just tuck the bittersweet in between the roses. Wow, did that turn out beautiful. I'm sorry I'm not having Thanksgiving this year, but I have it on my kitchen island, and it really looks beautiful. So bittersweet is something that you want to ask about, and try it. It brings something else to the table. Number 17 on our list is add berries to your floral arrangement. It goes to talking about what I just said in the previous one. If you're putting flowers on the table, or you're doing mixed flowers, you may be doing some mums, some cut mums, and so on. Don't make your flower arrangement just flowers. Add something else to the mix. And using any kind of berry really adds something else. It adds another level to the mix. We're going to switch, of course, after. This is sort of Thanksgiving as the gateway to the holiday season. So our upcoming shows, we have a lot of shows about Christmas decorating, a lot of different things. I like to use, a lot of times I'd like to use berries in my Christmas decorating and do different and interesting things with them. And one of the berries that I like to do for Christmas is cranberries. I go to the supermarket and I use produce often to decorate the house. And cranberries are terrific. Let's say you have a wonderful hurricane, a glass hurricane, and they're on your dining room or your kitchen table. You put a wonderful white pillar candle, either the battery-operated candles or a real candle, and then you get fresh cranberries. They're very inexpensive to do. You get fresh cranberries, and you take them right out of the bag, and you surround the white candle or the vanilla or off-white candle with the fresh berries. They will last the whole season, and they look amazing. It's a great look you can do. I also, when it comes to holiday decorating, I'll get oranges, or more timely, the smaller oranges that they have. I can't think of the name, Tangelo. The smaller oranges that they have during the season, clementines, that's what I was thinking of. And then I will put cloves in them and then display them in a beautiful bowl. And this, and as they age, the smell of the orange, of the citrus, and the cloves are beautiful. And the look itself is beautiful. So don't be afraid of being creative and using things like going to the supermarket and finding things that are visually beautiful and putting them in your house. They're natural elements, and they're great to decorate with. We don't always have to go and buy things that are done for us. We can be very creative with it. Number 18 on our list is use acorns or nuts to be pot fillers for your candles. And that's another thing that I like to do. I had a oak tree come down last year, a part of an oak tree come down last year. And when it came down, so with it came all the attached acorns. And when I saw those acorns, I said, I'm not going to let those go. The acorns were green at that time. So before they cut up the limbs of the tree, I went and I sort of took every acorn, every green acorn they had, and I put them in a container in my house. Well, unbeknownst to me, even though it was in a dark space, because I wanted to keep them green, I like the look of green acorns, on their own, they sort of had their own time machine on the inside, and they actually became brown. So when I saw them and I opened them up to use them, they're no longer green. I took two vanilla candles, I took my two hurricanes, and a pot filler I used. I absolutely did them in those acorns, and they were beautiful. In another setting that I did, I took hazelnuts, brown hazelnuts, and put them around as a pot filler. Well, folks, it looks like we have just about a minute left. I want to take the time to say what I'm thankful for, and one of the things that I'm thankful for, besides my family, is that I'm thankful for doing this program. There's a person in Hunterdon County. Her name is Dottie Bullock. She's a realtor for Weikert. And about 2 years ago, she had seen something about Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and she called me and she said, Rich, she goes, that's for you. You have a broadcasting background. You're a decorator. You bring something to the table. And because somebody else thought of me, I got to do this wonderful thing, and I get to bring you wonderful information and promote local Hunterdon County businesses. So I am thank you to Dottie Polak and her husband, John, for bringing me to the station here. And let's do that tomorrow. I went into a store yesterday to buy some flowers for a client because I do event decorating. And went into the floral shop. I noticed on her glass front door, she wrote what she was thankful for. She just took it and she put it in some sort of a wax pencil and she wrote what she was thankful for. And anyone that came into her shop, she gave them that wax pencil and they wrote what they were thankful for. We're very lucky to live in America. We're very lucky for all that we have. Let's be thankful, folks. All right, well, that's the end of today's show. I look forward to seeing you next week. We were supposed to have Penny Passero from Ethan Allen Furniture talking about some of the things that they offer. That will happen next Wednesday on our program. So everybody have a wonderful and safe holiday, and I'll see you next week. Enjoy, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is now on her way to becoming U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, as we hear from correspondent Sarah Jacobs.
The president-elect is expected to formally announce Haley as the first woman named to the Trump cabinet later today.
Tons of travelers on this Thanksgiving Eve, especially on America's highways.
Economy's starting to bounce back. People have the money now to actually make the trips. So why not drive? Get some family time in.
Nationally, AAA is predicting the highest road volume in 9 years, as a lot of drivers are taking advantage of